This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki in New Plymouth, thanks to New Zealand On Air. For more local content, search for accessradiotaranaki.com.
Kia ora, this is the Catholic Couch. This show is run by the Catholic Parish of New Plymouth Youth Group, and we'll dive into life's big, small, and sometimes ridiculous questions.
There's nothing better than piling up into a large, soft couch to hang out. Don't miss out. Come join us on the couch for a chat.
Kia ora koutou, welcome to the Catholic Couch on Access Radio Taranaki 104.4 FM. Today you are here with just me, Rain, and that is mostly because this week it is mock exams for all of our senior students, and so they are busy studying, which is, you know, important, and it's good that they're busy studying. It's a busy week for them, so we will keep them in our prayers this week and senior students across the country as they study, and I know they've got a lot of internal assignments as well that are due, and big things coming up, exams and the end of the year, things like art portfolios and stuff like that. So yeah, it's important that they focus on their schoolwork at the moment. And we talked a little bit about studying on the show last week with Magda, and who the patron saint of study was, and some tips for studying, some things that Magda found worked well for her, and some things that I found worked well for me. And so I'd encourage you, if you're studying and you are feeling a little bit overwhelmed and you're not sure what, where to start or tips that might work, then check out what Magda had to say last week on the show. You can find it on the Access Radio Taranaki website, or on Spotify or Apple Podcast. Just search up the Catholic Couch on those platforms and you will find it. And last week we did talk a little bit about, or quite a lot about, how prayer can really help when you're studying or when you're doing something big or making a big decision. And so then I was thinking, well, we say like you should pray in a way that seems really kind of like offhand, like, oh, you should smile, oh, you should pray. But we haven't talked on the show about some ways to pray, or how to start with prayer or prayer 101. And so I thought this would be a good opportunity on the show today to have a little chat about what prayer is and some tips for praying and how do you get started with prayer. And sometimes it can be a lot more difficult than kind of we make it or we talk about it. Yeah, talking to somebody who is not visible and doesn't always talk back with an audible voice is actually quite intimidating, can be quite difficult to do. So have a listen to the rest of the show if you want some tips on prayer, how to pray, and a little bit about what prayer is. And before we dive into that, we're going to listen to a song, which I thought was quite appropriate for the topic, because sometimes it can seem like we are trying to find God in prayer, trying to listen to what he has to say, but he's nowhere to be found. And this song is called Restless, and it's by Switchfoot, because I'm still on the Switchfoot is coming to New Zealand and I'm really excited about it, and I'm listening to all of their albums on repeat at the moment. So there we go. We've got Restless by Switchfoot. Have a listen. Thank you.
fall and slip in tides. I am the leaky dripping pipes, the endless aching drops of light. I am the raindrop falling down, always longing for the deeper ground. I am the broken breaking seas, even my blood finds ways to bleed. Even the river's ways to run, even the rain to reach the sun. Even my thirsty streams, even in my dreams. I am restless, I am restless, I am restless, looking for you. I am restless, I run like the ocean.
Welcome back to the Catholic Couch on Access Radio Taranaki 104.4 FM, and that was a song Restless by Switchfoot. And I often feel like I'm kind of on the hunt for God, particularly if I'm trying to pray and trying to pray about a certain situation or trying to make a big decision, I kind of feel like I am restless and I'm looking for God, and that can be difficult because, as I said before, God is invisible and doesn't always answer you with an audible voice. And so here are some suggestions or some things to keep in mind when you're thinking about praying. And praying, learning to pray can be difficult, and finding a way that works for you to pray or to connect with God can be a bit of a process. And there are lots and lots and lots of different ways to pray. There are prayers of the church, like Liturgy of the Hours, things like the Our Father, the Rosary, the Glory Be, so set prayers that you can pray. There are some really cool things like litanies, and they're kind of like call and answer prayers that you can pray and meditate on. And last week we shared with you a prayer that you could pray to Saint Joseph of Cupertino, who's the patron saint of studying. And so there are prayers that the saints have written that you can pray, and those are awesome ways. Those are awesome ways to pray. And prayer at its heart is a conversation between you and God. And we work on kind of communication with people, right? We talk a lot about communicating well in a team, communicating well with your friends or with your parents. And it's one of the questions in lots and lots of job interviews is how good rate your communication, or what is your communication style, or are you a clear communicator? And prayer is basically an open dialogue between you and God, and it doesn't actually have to be words necessarily. Like, you can spend time in prayer that's silent and you just sit in the presence of God and try and keep your thoughts attuned to God or Jesus. There are ways that you can meditate in prayer, so just sitting with a word or a phrase. My great friend Father Kevin Connors, he is amazing, and one of the things he told me he likes to do is just to sit in the silence and say Heart of Jesus to himself in his head over and over again and connect with the heart of Jesus. And that's pretty beautiful. So there are praying through scripture, there's praying in nature, like going on walks and just having a conversation with God while you're on your walk, or sitting somewhere really beautiful and being mindful of the presence of God. You can have a conversation with God where you have a chat with him about stuff. And so basically there's so many things that we can't really cover them all in one half an hour radio show, but I do have some tips for prayer. And I'm going to phone some friends and find out what their favorite way to pray is. And before I do that, I'll share with you one of my favorite ways to pray. I try and kind of associate specific things I do in the day with God. So I remember to thank God when I do something specific, and that helps me to keep God in the forefront of my mind as I go through my day, because I can get distracted by lots of different things. And sometimes I get stressed, or I am thinking about all the things I've got to do and I forget to be thankful for the things in my day. And so one of the ways that I find really good to keep God at the forefront of my mind is I say a quick prayer every time I get in and out of the car or on and off my motorcycle. I say a prayer every time I drink coffee, which is quite a lot. I drink coffee quite a lot. So I say a quick thank you prayer to God every time I drink some coffee. And one of my other favorite ways to pray is to paint or to draw. And I try and use something, an inspiration from like a worship song or scripture or something that I'm feeling to kind of inspire the art that I'm creating. And then I just find that I'm really able to feel God's presence and to be still in my mind and let him speak to me when I am doing art. So that's one of the ways that I find really works for me to pray. I'm going to call some friends now, and they're going to share with you their favorite way to pray.
Hello.
Hello, Louise.
Hello.
You are on the radio.
Hello.
And I was wondering if you could share with people what is your favorite way to pray.
Well, I have a lot of favorite ways to pray. I guess like one of my go-tos is worship music. I do a lot of driving, and so I just kind of like chuck worship music on my car and go for like long drives. For those of you who know me, like I live in Wellington, but I'm in New Plymouth quite a lot, so it's like a lot of driving, right? A lot of time to do epic worship, praising, in the car, hanging out with Jesus. That's definitely one of my go-tos.
Yeah, I like to listen to songs that are prayers as well, and particularly ones that kind of fit with whatever mood I'm feeling and whatever I'm wanting to ask God for or to connect with God about.
So good. I also really enjoy, like, I don't know, traditional prayers. I think when I was in high school and I went to, like, Life Teen Summer Camp, and we learned how to do, like, the prayers of the office, you know, pray the rosary properly and that kind of thing. And now they're just, like, really special. And I've had lots of really special moments of hanging out with my friends, and we've gone, you know, to look for glowworms and just sat in the middle of, like, a bush next to a pile of glowworms and prayed, like, night prayer, or hanging out with my community at home and praying the rosary together, I think is, like, really beautiful as well. So those are probably my favourite ways to pray.
Awesome. Thank you so much for, A, answering the phone. It would have been awkward if you didn't. And B, and B, sharing with us your favourite ways to pray. Yeah.
Awesome. I have Sarah with me as well. Sarah, do you want to share some of your favorite ways to pray?
Sure. So I think one of my favorite ways to pray when I actually remember to do it is writing a letter to Jesus. I learned how to do that at, when I used to go to Jesus Prayer Camps a few years ago. I love putting on some like worship music or some peaceful music and just writing down everything that's in my head and just talking to Jesus about all of my problems, just everything that's going on in my life, being like honest. And I also really like probably just listening to worship music as well, and just sitting like quietly and listening to the lyrics, and like also engaging in worship, like going to and all those kind of things, and just like worshiping God and yeah, dancing to the praise songs are good too.
Yeah, I love praise and worship. It's amazing. It's an amazing experience, and I really love connecting with God during praise and worship. But also letters to Jesus, such a great idea, because it's really great to look back on letters that you've written like years later and see the ways that God has actually answered some of those prayers that you had. Yeah.
So good. Yes.
Thank you so much, Louise and Sarah, for being on the radio show today and sharing your favourite ways to pray. It's really awesome to have you, and nice to hear you, Sarah.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
You're very welcome. I better go, but I'll talk to you guys soon.
Bye.
Ah, so great. It's nice to be able to call people and have different voices on the show, and they had some really awesome wisdom to share about their favourite ways of praying. I've just got some tips if you're wanting to have a conversation with God about stuff. I've got some tips on things that you could include in your conversation with God. But before I tell you what those tips are, we're going to listen to another song. And this song, I was at a worship night earlier this weekend where they talked about this verse that the song is based on. And I think this is a great song to listen to if you've got things weighing down on your shoulders, just to remember that God is there to help you. And if you're feeling overwhelmed by study and exams, this is a great song to listen to this week. So this is Shoulders by For King and Country.
I look up to the mountains. Does my strength come from the mountains? No. My strength comes from God, who made heaven and earth and the mountains.
Carry my weakness.
Welcome back to the Catholic Couch on Access Radio Taranaki 104.4 FM, and that was Shoulders by For King and Country. And we're talking about prayer today, and I said that I had a few tips of things that you could share if you were having a conversation with God. And so the first one is to tell him about your burdens or the things that are weighing you down. Be honest with God. If you're angry, you're upset, you're confused, it's okay. And when you pray, you don't need to act or talk a certain way for God to hear you. He wants you to be authentic and honest and be real with him. Ask him to help you. It's great to get all of your feelings off your chest, but don't leave it there, because God wants to help you. And share what you're going through with a family member or a trusted friend, because God uses other people as well to speak his truth. So don't be afraid to share your burdens with others as well, and God can use them, speak through them, and you can ask other people for prayer. I find that that's an awesome way that God speaks to me, is when I ask somebody to pray for me. Thank him for things. Thank him for your blessings. Make a list and keep it by your bed of things that you're grateful for. And then before you go to sleep, add the things that you're grateful for from your day, every day. And then you end up with a massive list of blessings, which is helps you to keep focus on the positive things as well. Be thankful for the people in your life. Tell him about your dreams. Tell him about the things that you're hoping for or wanting for you or for other people. Pray for other people who have asked you to pray for them or who you know are struggling. You can not say anything at all. You can just sit with God, which I talked about earlier. It helps to find a good place to pray, but you can pray wherever you are. I like to go for walks and then sit somewhere beautiful. Turn off your phone. If you want to have a good session in prayer, turn off your phone so you're not distracted. But equally, you can pray and just take 20 seconds to have a chat with God or to tell him something during your day. So you don't have to set aside a huge chunk of time. And I hope that these tips help you this week as you pray, particularly around your exams and your study. And maybe we'll do another session on prayer, because it's such a big topic, and I'll share with you some other ways to pray. But we are out of time, so thank you so much for joining us on the Catholic Couch this week, and have a good week. I'll be praying for you with your mock exams.
Thanks for listening to the Catholic Couch by the Catholic Parish of New Plymouth Youth Group. If you enjoyed this show, you can find it as a podcast on the Access Radio Taranaki website, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts.
If you want to know more about or get involved in our youth group, check out Illuminate Youth NP on Instagram.
Tēnā koutou e te whānau. Nau mai, haere mai ki te waka witi witi kōrero marunga te irirangi kitea. Welcome to our show, Talking About Seeing, here on Access Radio Taranaki 104.4. Each week, people who don't see and some who don't hear as well are going to talk to each other about what makes their lives tick. We have lots to talk about, so here goes.
This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki in New Plymouth, thanks to New Zealand On Air. For more local content, search for accessradiotaranaki.com.